If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What's the easiest way to find out what channel the game's on? Sports on What? Subscribe to the Sports on What app and quickly find the channel for every provider, satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Download today.
99.9 KISW.
Text the men's room at 206-803-ROCK.
TV Time with Ted brought to you by Xfinity. Give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Steve with Thrill Hill, can you please turn everyone on? Profile This is played.
Oh, I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Brian. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Yes, sir. How's it going, man?
Oh, yeah. All right, Brian.
Yeah.
You understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. You have your choice today of one of three categories. We have Hit Me With Your Best Shot, where you guess the unconventional object someone chose to use as a weapon. We have Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess.
Let's go with the License to Spill.
All right, Brian, here's your story. There's not much to it, but the California Highway Patrol, they were left cleaning up when a truck spilled its load onto the highway. According to the CHP's Hayward station, they said on social media that officers responded to a report of a traffic hazard on I-580. And arrived to find what they call a sticky situation. Now, naturally, there were traffic delays for a few hours until the mess could be cleared from the road. California Highway Patrol said the spill should serve as a reminder to all highway travelers to make sure their loads are properly secured. Now, the question is, what was it that spilled out of the truck onto the highway? Was it marbles? Was it honey? Was it chopsticks? Or was it chocolate? So marbles, honey, chopsticks, or chocolate?
You know, I would have said chickens, but in this situation, I think that I'm probably going to say honey.
Honey.
Okay, Brian.
Yeah. Brian, I'll join you since Steve said it was a sticky situation. No, that's what they said. Oh. I'm just repeating their quote.
Okay.
Well, okay. All right. Well, we're on the same side there.
What part of California? Northern, southern?
I have absolutely no idea, man.
All right. I'll go chocolate. Oh. Chocolate.
Chocolate.
All right. Chocolate.
What spilled all over the road? Marbles, honey, chopsticks, or chocolate? We'll find out next.
Next.
Oh,
next.
Yeah.
Next.
That was a tease.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
On Profile This, we go to California. Yeah. Highway Patrol had to clear a road after a vehicle spilled its load. Question is, was the vehicle carrying marbles, honey, chopsticks, or chocolate?
And Brian, that is the very question that we posed to you. And like they said in their clever social media post, they arrived to find themselves in a sticky situation. And almost for that alone, you and Miles went with honey. But however, was not honey.
Miles.
Dead.
We tried.
You came up with what I think the second best guess would be, chocolate.
Just off sticky. Nope. Sticky had nothing to do with it.
It was chopsticks.
Chopsticks.
Hence a sticky situation.
Yeah, like sticky rice?
No, chopsticks.
Oh, sticks.
Right.
Okay.
See, they're being sticky. Clever, Miles. A sticky situation. Apparently.
Oh, because two of them are stuck together?
Like 50,000 packages of them or something like that roll over the road. But they're like, look, man, you know. You drive your car over, they're puncturing tires and all this crap. So, yeah, they had to clean chopsticks.
Damn.
Also, public service announcement. You scrape the two ends that broke to get the shards off.
Oh, you watch people scrape the other end?
People do it all the time. And, it's like that's not where
the splinters are.
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Kimmel and Fallon.
You got Seth Meyers. Stephen Colbert. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there. The title is, guys have teams of talents and writers helping come up with all their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom, or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
The Eagles scored 24 points in just the first half. 24, or is it football term, one full Bill Belichick girlfriend.
The Ted Smith.
Yes.
That's Fallon.
The Eagles scored 24 points in just the first half. 24, or in football terms, one full Bill Belichick girlfriend.
Aaron Rodgers' time in New York has ended as the team stated they will no longer want him, and he is free to talk to other teams. Aaron Rodgers accomplished a lot in his time in his career, but getting fired on his day off might be his best work yet.
The Ted Smith.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, Craig. How do you get fired on your day off? The game was over early on. There was no three-peat for the Chiefs. You almost had to feel bad for the Chiefs, as weird as that sound. Not only did they get blown out, they got blown out on Tubi.
Colbert.
Kimmel.
The game was over very, very early on. There was no three-peat for the Chiefs. You almost had to feel sorry for the Chiefs, as weird as that sounds. Not only did they get blown out, they got blown out on Tubi, of all places. It's never a good sign when the most dramatic part of a Super Bowl game is Harrison Ford talking about his Jeep.
That game was so boring. At halftime of the Super Bowl party I was at, it switched over to the new season of Severance.
Foul.
That game was so boring. After halftime, the Super Bowl party I was at switched over to the new season of Severance.
Is Severance just a rough show to watch? I haven't watched it.
No, actually, it's a show I want to check out.
All right.
Yeah. Out of no season two is coming up. I'm sure it's some cross promotion.
According to some reports, some people are now wearing their Apple Watches on their ankles rather than their wrists to more accurately track the steps. So now they know exactly how far it is from their house to their Virgin's Anonymous meeting.
Colbert? Myers.
That's Seth Myers.
According to a new report, some Apple Watch users have been wearing the device around their ankles rather than their wrists to more accurately track their steps. So now they know exactly how far it is from their house to their Virgin's Anonymous meeting.
You know, I was talking to some people like Sunday night and Monday yesterday. Like, A, the game just sucked, right? The final score looked a lot closer than it was. But anybody that watched it,
it wasn't that close.
Yeah. I kind of jinxed it. Mike, what was it? The first half? I was like, it was the second score. I was like, I think the Chiefs are going to get blown out.
Yeah.
And it was pretty much a wrap since then. But also, I was telling people, I don't know if it's because it was just the Eagles and the Chiefs and we had just seen it, but it reminded me a lot of the national championship this year where, like, there just wasn't a lot of juice on this game.
No.
No, the only juice that could have been there is if the Chiefs are going to three-peat. But the fact that by the end of the first quarter, like, it was just under. If you're a football fan, you understood they're not winning this game. And look, congratulations to the Eagles. Good for them. But it wasn't exciting. And like you said, we've just seen this matchup. And the only potentially interesting thing is a three-peat. And after the first quarter, you know it ain't going to happen.
I was telling Steve, I believe there's 30 teams in the NFL that could have played a better game. Would they have won against the Eagles? No. But would they have played a better game than the Chiefs did? I think so. I don't care if it's the Jaguars, whoever. I mean, I just think they would have done better than the Chiefs did that day.
Jaguars suck.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, the Chiefs generally speaking, man.
That day.
They did not show up.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with, too, is that the Chiefs, you know, the Eagles had 2 weeks to game plan and scheme for them. But I'll be honest with you, when that game started, I still had a ton of faith in the Chiefs. I was like, this is the Chiefs, they're calm and collected. Now, in retrospect, everyone's like, maybe they didn't take it serious enough, which obviously it's a pro locker room. They take it serious.
They take it serious, right.
I'm just like, I don't know. There was just something seemed off. And then it also kind of reminded me that, like, you know, when I was a kid, I've said this before, but, like, the NFC just beat the crap out of the AFC.
Always.
And that's just the way it was. You know what I mean? Like, you had to get to what? Was it Brett Favre and the Packers? Or was that Aaron Rodgers that lose to the Broncos? And in Elway, I want to say.
Well, I mean, between just the NFC East at that time with the Giants, with Washington, with Dallas. I mean, one of those
then
teams.
Then you had the Niners in the 80s. Eagles.
That was it. Yeah. That was it, right? You knew the NFC was going to win the Super Bowl. You were just curious to see who the sacrificial lamb from the AFC was. So I do like the fact that that has definitely changed in the NFL.
Yeah.
Even though an NFC team just won, but still.
Well, and that's the thing, too. There's just been better Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Like, even when the AFC started winning, like, there was some blowouts. I mean, they kept bringing it up yesterday. Obviously, the Seahawks will still have the years having the biggest blowout. But, I mean, it was the truth. Like, I don't know. They always seemed a little more competitive.
Sure.
Even if they weren't. I mean, look, I'm biased because I went and saw the Huskies play in that national title game a couple years ago. But, like, being there in person, it never really felt out of reach till, like, the 6-minute mark of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this year, Notre Dame scored that touchdown, and then pretty much it was like, oh, this is a wrap. Ohio State's just going to lock them up. And same thing with this one. I'm just like, man, the Eagles just seemed better, and they just were.
And one thing that to me, qualifies that the Chiefs had no chance to win this game is that there were a couple of players crying at halftime. And I said to my wife, I said, look, if it's time on the clock, you got a shot. Even though you're getting your ass handed to you, but
yeah.
Sports can go any way they're going to go. But I'm like, if these guys are crying and you're my teammate, I'm like, so you've just quit.
You just told me that you can't. Beginning of the game, end of the game, but you're right. Halftime seems like an odd time for tears.
Yeah, because I'm like, they literally are telling their teammates, like, I have quit. I do not believe we have any chance. So you are now unreliable. Why the F are you on my team?
They could give the ball to Barkley, and he would run for 2 yards. Yeah. It wasn't like he was lighting it up and busted in big runs the entire game, but he was eating the clock. I thought the best play of the game was that kid, Iowa cornerback who ran that ball back in the interception.
Oh, yeah.
That was like a good play. Like, you're like, dude, you can play running back. That was the most exciting
actually,
part of the game.
I think the linebacker that got the pick, just because you're a linebacker, and the way you had to dive to get the ball, like, wow, man. Yeah, that is Super Bowl caliber play.
The exciting whites were back.
Yeah.
Honestly, that's when my phone lit up the most. It was like, that white quarterback. I was like, I know. It's insanity. It's just, I guess defensive back. Technically, I don't think he's a quarterback. But, like, yeah. And good for them. You know, why not? Market it. Who cares? They're exciting whites. I will say, on the other hand, obviously, Friday, thanks to everybody that came out to Black Raven. We had a big day. I ended up going out Friday night. So Saturday was a little slower. So I helped somebody mount a TV. By the way, read the directions before you mount TVs.
Yep.
Just throwing that out there. We did get it up. And Mike will attest, it looks good. Got it backlit and everything. But, man, we were just banging our heads against the wall the first four times we tried it.
First four times, I think. Yeah.
Yes. I thought my right arm was going to fall off. But we ended up, man, we just got some food and we sat at my buddy's house. I hadn't ordered a UFC in a while. That was a great card. There was one fight on that main card. We're sitting there. Now, my buddy Rob is my old boxing coach, so he knows fights.
Yeah.
But, like, Marshawn's no idiot. He knows fights. And at some point in, like, the second round, we all just go, man, that's a good fight. right? Like we had food. Everybody stopped drinking. And like, this is just a really good fight. And, like, it's one of those things, like, then the announcers 2 minutes later are like, this is a good fight.
right.
So then as it's ending, I go, who you guys got winning? I don't know who I got winning. And me and my buddy had a little $5 bet. And they're like, it's a unanimous draw.
Oh, wow.
Which you rarely see, but I was like,
a unanimous draw.
Unanimous draw. And I went,
either that's a sign of a great fight or a horrible fight.
Right, but I was just like, all right, that makes me feel better. Like, I'm not losing my touch. I know how fighting works. It's just like, that was that good of a fight where it's like, I couldn't have picked a win. I mean, you also could have given it to one guy or the other, but just, I don't know. It was just very good night of fights, and I feel like the UFC does a good job of that night before the Super Bowl, generally having a pretty big card.
You're going to get huge viewership. Like.
Right, because you know people are amped, and it's not like, you know, it's not like the college championship or the night before there's NFL on and this and that. So it is a sad time of year. We're done with football, but I'll say, you know, get into your college hoops. You know, hell, I was watching
it's starting
NBA.
To heat up.
It is. Terps 25. Let's see. Some stuff from the game. I guess Tom Cruise. People are kind of wondering what happened to his face.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what you want to
the math, guys.
So basically, some doctors that do this for a living that didn't work on him. They just do it for a living. They get consensus that he got filler in his cheeks, Botox, laser skin resurfacing, which removes damaged skin layers. But they don't think he, you know, had anything crazy done. It's just kind of, traditionally, Tom Cruise has aged pretty well.
Yeah, even on his own, sure.
Yeah, exactly, right? You're just kind of like...
Oh. Almost looked like he was more woodchucky. You know, like, typically when I feel like you get a facelift or whatever, you look a little tight and you're a little bit skinnier. But he kind of looked just a little bit, I don't know.
It was his hair that bugged me.
He looked different.
Well, I would also say, I learned this years ago, unfortunately, RIP, but from Kenny Rogers. And there was just a picture... Right, and it was like, just also look at his hands. You can get a lot of surgeries done on your face and stuff that make you look that much younger. You can even do stuff to your neck, but generally it's pretty hard to lie with, like, your hands.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're just going to look older. And, look, I get it. You're super famous. Your face is a huge part of your deal. Like, I get why they do it and stuff. But there's definitely times where it's like, you either get addicted to it or it's like, ooh, we could do a little bit better. I mean, Simon Cowell, to me, is a prime example. He's come out and been like, I did too much.
Yeah, overdid it.
Started looking crazy, this and that. So, I mean, it's different for everybody. And there are some people that, like, you don't see him. It's easier with famous people. There's a couple people I can think of in my personal life just because the work wasn't that awesome. And now you see
him.
You
weren't a millionaire getting the same procedure.
Correct. And people are like, what happened to his face? I'm like, somebody obviously got a little work done.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to keep up with the Joneses there. any of the commercials stick out to you guys?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you like, Mike?
Which ones?
What did I like or what stuck out?
What stuck out? Well, Kanye stuck out, but...
Yeah.
I mean, that guy's insane. They finally took down... I mean, look, when I got to the event on Friday, I go, Mike, have you seen Kanye's Twitter? He's talking about he's a Nazi and he loves Hitler.
Yeah.
I think they finally took all his stuff down. So he found a line on X.
Yeah. We figured it out. Yeah, I don't know where it's at. The Tubi commercial with the weird skin hat people.
That was very strange. And it kept showing back up.
It did.
It was right. Back. The cowboy
just sold, man.
Yeah. It was just part of it. Let's see. Somebody kind of ranked them. The Ultra Hustle, starring Catherine O'Hare and William Dafoe, Michelob Ultra. People like that one a lot.
All right. That was a good one.
David and Dave, starring David Beckham and Matt Damon.
Yeah. I saw a bit of that one, yeah.
And I'll give credit to Stella Artois. Like, they started this, like, 2 weeks ago or, like, a month ago with a lot of, like, if you follow any of these food reviewers, whether it's, you know, high-end food or low-end food, they started just kind of popping up with Stella Artois, and they're like, hey, man, I don't know if you heard about this. Now, obviously, you could tell it was a setup.
Sure, sure.
But, like, I was like, all right. Good job, right? My buddy, my buddy, the guy I like, Drewski, he's in there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I told my buddy years ago, I said, you're kind of funny, man. You remind me of the white Drewski. And yesterday he goes, I always thought of it as an insult. I didn't realize how big this guy was going to get. I'm like, yeah, dude, he's funny as hell. You got to watch his stuff. So I don't know. It's just kind of cool seeing some of those people, too. Like, look, the media is the media now, right? So whether you're an influencer, whether you do radio, whether you do TV, like, people take in media on so many platforms that it is kind of wild to see these guys that are all
cross over, quote unquote.
Yeah. I mean, Kai Cenat, who's a streamer, I mean, he just shows up on regular fast food commercials now and stuff.
Wasn't the guy that you went to see stand up, wasn't he on a commercial
too? Shane Gillis was in a Bud Light commercial, yeah. Yep.
Shane Gillis was on there. That one got a lot of love. People like that one, the big men on the cul-de-sac, Post Malone, Shane Gillis, Peyton Manning.
Man, we spent a good chunk of that Sunday after that commercial came out, like, we could make that thing.
Oh, yeah.
We could make that ice chest.
I know. Sean, we could just put it right there on your
They were talking about how many beers you think it takes to fill it, this and that.
Everybody needs to come to the party with a bag of ice and a case of beer.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, look, that's part of Shane Gillis's act is that he seems like, and look, I drank a beer with him. Like, he is kind of that, like, just a dude you can hang out with. Peyton Manning kind of gives off the same thing. Post Malone just seems like a generally nice dude.
Oh, yeah.
So I think that commercial helped a lot. But a lot of people like the Budweiser commercial. The Lay's little farmer commercial got a love on there, too.
The Seal, did that get on there anywhere?
Seal, like, there were some that were just weird, too.
But that one gripped my attention, because I'm like, I recognize this is strange, but I'm watching it and I'm chuckling.
The ultimate question, though, that Seal commercial, what was it for?
No idea.
Exactly.
And the other thing, too, is, you know, it is an age-specific thing, because my kids are like, what the are we watching? Because me and her mom are laughing, and I'm like, look, man, it's a guy named Seal. I'm like, who the hell calls himself Seal? I'm like, it's a dude named Seal. So they had to Google it. So I'm like, right, if you don't know who he is, this is just weird.
Mountain Dew commercial.
Mountain Dew. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, to me, Seal was most famous for, like, Kiss from a Rose. And then, what was that, in the Batman movies? And then he was kind of famous, unfortunately, for having that birthmark on his face and being married to one of the hottest women on the planet.
Also, that Hims and Hers commercial.
Pharma America is killing you. They're poisoning all your stuff, and they profit off of you being sick. Take our generic Ozempic pill.
Jesus, guys.
Hey, cut to the chase.
Yeah, that's right.
We want in on this.
Yeah, exactly. I respect it.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
Yeah. Had to get that in there. There we go. I got it. I'm on it. Our top story, we go to Alabama, where officers caught a suspicious-looking vehicle. They determined that the car looked like it had just gotten into an accident and decided to pull the driver over. It didn't take long before a probable cause affidavit was issued and the driver was arrested for DUI. It was noted in the story that the driver is a partner at a local attorney's office specializing in personal injury, criminal defense, divorce and family law, and, you guessed it, DUI defense.
Yeah. Think he knows any good lawyers?
Yeah. He was taken to jail, but has since bonded out. He probably knows a good bondsman as well.
Yeah, probably.
So, there you go. Well done.
Come on, man.
Fantastic. In other news, to Japan, where they don't mess around. Local authorities descended on a woman at a convenience store after she destroyed property. The store had been reeling from someone coming into the store and damaging products inside of the store, rendering them unsellable. They kept their eye on the woman as she made her way over to the targeted product, packages of sweet buns.
No.
And they observed as she grabbed one of the buns and squeezed it in her hand, permanently altering the shape of the bun and rendering it unsellable.
No one wants a squeezed bun.
A squished bun.
Yeah.
She defends herself that she was only checking the firmness of the buns, but the damage had been done, putting the store back an astounding 181 yen. How much is that, Ted?
181 yen? That is $80.
You're close. Buck 19.
Oh, all right.
Dollar 19 cents. She was arrested on site.
Damn.
They arrested her ass for squeezing a doggone bun.
Don't take grapes in Japan, Miles.
Yeah, no kidding. Don't check your, you know, those avocados to see if they're... Just buy them. You get what you get. An officer in the UK is standing accused of some gross misconduct with a colleague. Emphasis on gross. Over the course of several years, the officer allegedly made several inappropriate advances on discourteous comments toward multiple female co-workers. In addition, it was also noted that he got his hands on a co-worker's phone at some point, taking several inappropriate pictures of himself, sent nude photographs to a co-worker via WhatsApp, and also farted in one of their faces.
Mm. Oh.
He's being brought before the court.
Yeah, come on, man.
I want to study that mind. Where in there do you justify what it is that you're doing?
Probably just never really faced any consequence. You know, to go through life. That generally seems to be the theme of people that are like that.
Exactly.
You know, if you face consequences, you make different decisions, right?
Right.
And if you don't face consequences, there's no reason for you to stop doing what you do.
Right. You know, I've known people that have gotten backed up that I know, like, without being a shadow of a doubt, they're like the sweetest person on the planet. They would never, ever want to make anybody feel that way.
Yeah.
And they did, and they got backed up. How does this guy make it this far?
I do not know. That's the part that I don't understand.
You know what I mean? Speaking of farts, a man is in the center of an article on Metro UK, or Metro.UK, detailing his interesting new choice of career. The man started his working life as a carpenter, but would moonlight as a stripper at the local club.
All right.
Uh-oh. His popularity soared in a short amount of time as he boosted his numbers through the Thirst Trap Instagram account that he created, and eventually turned his attention to, you guessed it, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
He built up a page and had a following, but was a little stunned when he started getting the same requests just 2 years in. His followers wanted him to fart on camera. After plenty of time refusing the requests, he finally caved and made a pay-per-view video featuring his flatulence, and it's now become a main staple, with him gladly admitting that he makes roughly $1,900 a month alone from those videos.
Damn, man.
Just some farting.
Just farting.
Just good for him.
Just ripping it on camera.
All right.
I wish you were here to smell it. That's one of his lines. Quote, I wish you were here to smell it. That's what gets the big bucks. He's like, and boom, I made 2,200 Australian.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh. You think that guy does cameos?
That would be awesome. Hey, Cindy, I heard today's Valentine's Day.
Hey, enjoy that.
Wish you were here.
I'm telling you, man, we are wasting ourselves not doing some OnlyFans.
Yeah, I think everybody on this earth is. Whatever you look like, whatever you do, whatever your weirdness is, like, there's a group of people out there that would give you money
to watch
you do it.
They want
it.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth,
thankfully, there's good news.
A team in Korea has made a significant breakthrough in the fight against cancer, and it's not fighting at all. A team published an article detailing their study with the focal point being critical transitions. The article likens it to the exact point water reaches 212 degrees where it is neither gas nor liquid. It's kind of in that in-between stage where it is both, but it's neither at the same time. Just the same, when healthy cells transform into cancer cells, they reach a critical transition point in which they are neither and also kind of both at the same time. Studying their own lab-grown tumors, they took notice of an enzyme that hindered the breakdown of cancer-related proteins, allowing them to fuel the growth of the tumors, and simply blocking that enzyme altered the fate of those cells, transforming them back in the direction of healthy cells.
Huh. All right.
It's wild. Reading that whole thing is fascinating. So what are they going to do with it? You know, it opens up a litany of other questions as to where they can take this particular technology. Do they make it some sort of an over-the-counter pill that you can take that will then target those cancer cells, or at least those cells transitioning into cancer cells, and kind of turn them back around? But it's fascinating to me that we actually found on the molecular level, we can just turn these things around. No. Go back to being a healthy cell again.
It's awesome.
It is. It's fantastic, man. Good times.
I'm on it.
You got it.
Did things little bit differently right here. Wait a minute. Okay, yep, I know what's going on now. All right, we're good. As far as your sports, Men's Room Sports are brought to you by the fine folks at Sports on What. You've got NBA and college ball on tonight. No NHL hockey. It is now flipping over because the Four Nations are about to get, kick off this week, so the Kraken are off all week.
Oh, right, right.
That could be fun.
That could be fun. We got we got at least one that's going in there, and he's putting his skates on for the Four Nations, so that'll be fun. That's going to be coming down this week. As we know, football is all over with. Baseball doesn't have any preseason on just yet, so it's just NBA and college ball right now.
Yep.
And if you want to find out where to watch those games, download the Sports on What app. It will tell you what time and on what channel you can catch all
no
of those
games. No matter what team you like.
That is a fact. Mm-hmm. No matter what team you like. As far as your weather, bundle up, guys. It's going to get cold tonight. We're expecting clear skies with light and variable winds, bringing things down to a brisk 23 degrees, opening up to a beautiful day tomorrow with clear skies and a high right around 43.
Hey!
And that is it for headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. Lovely Jolene is up next. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.